Show brought to you by the Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen. On the RV Big Peter Frampton. Baby, I like your curds, but most of all, I love your way. 1214 and Pat at WROV on the Brown Derby All Night Show. The Rono County Department of Parks and Rec is going to have some spring classes in aerobics, horseback riding, golf, racquetball, and lots more for you to choose from. For info on registering for any one of those, I can tell you how. 982-1240 WROV. We can work it out. The Beatles at 1240 WROV. Hi there. How are you? My name is Pat Garrett, and I got your weather for you from Alan Archer. Clear skies the rest of this morning, a low at 44. Look for partly sunny skies today with a high around the 70 mark. Showers are likely tonight and Monday. Chance of anything, though, this morning is zero, up to 10% today, 20 tonight. Right now, we got partly clear skies, 49 at WROV, a new supercard member, number for a Cosmopolitan Spa membership is coming up in a couple of seconds for you on WROV. You couldn't find a better health spa to save your life. You'll have a chance to win it if your card number is correct. Minutes away. WROV Supercard number. Listen carefully and check your Supercard for number 77615. If 77615 is your Supercard number, give me a call at 982-1240. You got an hour to do it, and you can win a paid-up one-year membership at the Cosmopolitan Spa International. Once again, the number 77615, and my number is 982-1240. The radio station you grew up with, and we've grown up to. 1240 WROV. It's going to take a lot of love. It could be worse. It could take a lot of money. Nicolette Larson, I'm Pat, and I got some Glenn Campbell coming up in a few seconds just for you.
There. Who's on the phone with me?
Ralph Hoskins.
Ralph, yes. Read me your WROV Supercard number.
57534.
57534 entitles you to that Schwinn 10-speed bicycle.
Great. Oh, that is super.
The Supercard, only on the station you grew up with. 1240 WROV.
Join my buddy the Giant Bear for some lunchtime oldies Thursdays on 1240 WROV.
Somebody's knocking.
Somebody's knocking. It's Terry Gibbs, WROV, 21 to 1. I'm Pat Garrett. You've got the Brown Derby Night Owl Show brought to you by the Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen. Four locations in the valley to feed you at this time of the morning, and their food is really good, too. Alan Archer, our meteorologist, says we're going to have clear skies for the rest of the morning, low 44, partly sunny today with a high 70, and showers likely tonight and Monday. And the official chance of precipitation, 0 this morning, 10 today, 20% chance tonight. Clear skies now, 49 at WROV. 12 to 1 WROV, the sometimes risque Patrick W. Garrett, keeping you company all night long at the Brown Derby Night Owl Show. If you like what you hear, stop by your neighborhood Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen. Tell them Matt and I sent you by.
Baby hair.
Sarah, smile. Show us your little teeth here. That's Hall & Oates at 1240 WROV. Once again, this hour's Supercard number is 77615. If you're number 77615, you got about half an hour left to get back to me for the year membership at the Cosmopolitan Health Spa from 1240 WROV. You can eat hot. Lots of good stuff coming up just for you on 1240 WROV. Some Bellamy Brothers, Barbara Streisand, and Rita Coolidge. Minutes away.
Just Alan Archer.
Clear skies, 48. It's 1 o'clock.
Depend on WROV, Roanoke.
had a full of Barbara Streisand, Barry Gibb at WROV. I'm Pat Garrett, brought to you by your neighborhood Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen. They're helping us pay the bills this morning on the Brown Derby Night Owl Show. And I'll be back with some America and some Hall & Oates in a couple of minutes on WROV.
Your wedding. Something you've dreamed. French Quarter Tanglewood in the Apricot Hollands and Williamson Road.
If your WROV supercar number is 77615, 77615, you got just over about 10 or 15 minutes to give me a call to get that Cosmopolitan Spa membership. 982-1240.
You wanna be so great?
WROV America and Ventura Highway. It's 112. I'm Pat Garrett. And we'd like you to know the Showtimers are going to be having auditions for the special spring production, My Fair Lady. Tomorrow, today, excuse me, yeah, today, Sunday, 2 o'clock today, at the studio on McVitie Road, if you'd like to try out, go on over there and give them your rendition of The Rain in Spain Falls Mainly in the Plain. I can tell you how you could register to do that, 98212.
Your love.
About 120, I'm Pat, and Alan says clear skies this morning, low 44, partly sunny today with a high at 70. Showers may come around this afternoon and stay here through Monday. The official chance of precipitation, 0 this morning, 10 today, and 20 tonight. It is clear, 48 now at WROV. His cake out in the rain. 128, and I'm Pat. Real quickly in sports, in the NBA, we have three finals, one at the half. The finals, New York over New Jersey, 90-88. Washington took Detroit, 108-103, and in overtime, Utah beat L.A., 112-110. At the half, Golden State leads Denver 86-71. In the NHL, Rangers of Montreal 6-2. It was Pittsburgh and the Islanders tying up at 4. Toronto took Calgary 9-5. St. Louis beat Buffalo 7-4. L.A. over Minnesota 3-2. Boston Bruins beat the Chicago Blackhawks 5-2. It was Edmonton over the Detroit Red Wings 4-2. More sports coming up throughout the morning and a brand new supercard number coming up in a couple of seconds for you on 1240 WROV.
The scene is our leads, where mild-mannered formal wear specialists
having you at four convenient Roanoke area locations. They know what you like.
I know what you like. Yeah, it's the here supercar numbers, and I got a brand new one for you. This hour, supercar number WROV 27492. Once again, it's 27492. If that's your number, we got a Seth Thomas Speed Read Digital Electric Alarm Clock for you. Just perfect for getting you out of bed on the mornings that Rob going da-da-lump, da-da-lump, just doesn't phase your sleep. The alarm clock will wake you up. If that's your number, 27492, you've got 1 hour to get back to me to win that Seth Thomas digital alarm clock. My number is 982-1240. This is the radio station you've grown up with and we've grown up to. 1240 WROV. And the world laughs with you. Cry and you sell hit records. Don McLean at WROV. It's 18 to 2. I'm Pat Garrett, your weather of Allen, and some music from Billy. Coming up.
Number one, Brown Derby.
And Allen never stops sending his weather forecast. The most recent one we got, he says, clear this morning, partly sunny today. With a low this morning at 44, today's high up to 70. There may be some showers this afternoon or on Monday. The official chance of precipitation in percentages, they say 0 this morning, 10 today, 20% chance tonight. And right now under clear skies, it's 48 at WROV. 11-2 WROV and Pat Garrett on the Brown Derby Night Owl Show, brought to you by all of our friends at the Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen.
If I could save time in a bottle.
Save time in a bottle. It's Jimmy Croce at WROV. Some bread is next.
just plowed and operated, and they know what you like.
And now I've got a repeat of this hour's supercard number for you, in case you missed it a couple of minutes ago. 27492 is this hour's number. If that's your number, you can win a Seth Thomas Speed Read digital alarm clock. If you get back to me, you've got about another half an hour, 25 minutes to another half an hour to do that. My number is 982-1240-WROV. And right now, under partly clear skies, 47, 2 o'clock at WROV.
Depend on WROV.
ARS, the WRV Imaginary Lover 205. I'm Pat Garrett. I just got the word that there's been a wreck up on 581. If you're coming into town from 81, coming southbound on 581, you might look out for this, okay? Near the Elm Avenue exit, near Community Hospital in Roanoke Valley, there's a car that some guys were telling me. It looks like it kind of ran off the road into the guardrail. One lane is blocked. You can still get by, but I thought I'd mention it to you just so if you're going through, they can keep your eyes open for it, okay? I have got Stevie Winwood and Sheena Easton coming up in a couple of minutes on WROV.
People say
so easy, yeah. 210 WROV and Pat Garrett on a Brown Derby Night Owl Show, brought to you by the Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen. Four locations in the valley.
No, it sounds funny, but I just...
I am easy like Sunday morning, which is what it is. The Commodores at 1240 WROV.
The date to make before I do is a date with Arlene's. Arlene's uniform and tuxedo shops earned a price.
There's going to be a wiener sale. And I say wiener on the air. Maybe I should say Frankfurter. There's going to be a Frankfurter sale for Easter sales at the Hop Inn, number 102 on Williamson. Today, 11 to 7. Stop on mine. Hey, it's Bobby Seger. We've got tonight WROV 222. I'm Patton Allen. Says clear skies this morning and a low near 44. Then partly sunny today. Chance of some afternoon showers coming this afternoon, hanging around through tonight and Monday. The official chance of precipitation, 0 this morning, 10 today. A 2 in 10 chance of it tonight. Right now, partly clear skies, 48 at WROV. WROV and Pat Garrett, the mamas and the papas in California dreaming. I have some sports scores. I'll have them coming up in just a couple seconds for you, all right?
You can eat high on the hog at Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen.
226 WROV and Andrew.
Thank you for being...
This is the radio station you've grown up with and we've grown up with you. 1240 WROV. Neil, WROV, it is 22-3, and I'm Pat, and check it, the NBA. Denver defeated Golden State, 142-139, and the other ones, I'll just tell you the winners. If you need the scores, give me a call. Utah won Washington and New York in the NBA. The NHL, the Rangers, Toronto, St. Louis, L.A., Boston's Bruins, and Edmonton all won, and Pittsburgh and the Islanders tied up at 4 apiece. My number is 982-1240 if you need any of those individual scores. Okay, here's Crystal Gale at WROV. Gotta make my brown eyes blue. Miss Crystal, WROV, and Pat Garrett keeping you company on a Brown Derby Night Owl Show. If you like what you hear, stop by your neighborhood Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen. Four locations you can choose from. Tell them that Matt and I sent you by. We'd appreciate it, and they'll appreciate it, too.
Here, come over here.
And for the Roller Valley Allen, the clear skies this morning. Low 44, they're partly sunny today with a high near 70. Showers possible this afternoon and hanging around through Monday. The official chance of anything. 0 this morning, 10 today, 20 tonight. Clear skies, 46 now at WROV. 7-3 WROV and Pat with my man, Johnny. Johnny Linda from Double Fantasy, WROV. Ms. Linda is next.
Come on, where are you going to get what you like?
WROV and Linda Ronstadt.
Archer.
And right now, under partly clear skies, it is 46, 3 o'clock.
Depend on WROV, Roanoke.
Yeah, 309 to 1240 WROV. And Pat Garrett being brought to you this morning on the Brown Derby All Night Show by none other than the Brown Derby. You knew that, didn't you? The Brown Derby Pancake House Country Kitchen serving you with four locations here in the Roanoke Valley. The best of time, the Sticks, WROV 317, and Pat, and the weather of the Roanoke Valley. Clear this morning, low 44. Partly sunny today with a high near 70. A chance of an afternoon or evening shower through Monday. Otherwise, if we don't get the shower, it's going to be partly clear and fair tonight. And Monday, low 45. Monday's high, 73. Chance of rain, 0 this morning, 10 today. 20% chance of it tonight. Right now, 46 and partly clear at WROV. Don't you dare miss the Sunday Night Hall of Fame coming up tonight at 8 with the Bly Guy. Four solid hours of the music you grew up with from your friends at 1240 WROV.
WROV Brown Derby Night Owl Show presents Little Known Facts.
Yes, it is a little known fact that it takes a letter 4 days to cross the country. It takes the same letter 2 to 4 weeks if you mail it.
Number one. Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen on Peter's.
Well, where are the people supposed to be singing WROV? I put it in here and I punched the button and it didn't start. What's the matter with this thing? I'll get another one out here. It won't happen to me again.
WROV.
That's much better. This is the radio station you've grown up with, and we've grown up with you, too. 1240 WROV. WROV. Boy, have we got some good stuff coming up today. The Supercard Contest. Bill Bass gives away a CMT 50 bucks certificate, uppercut haircut, and Cosmopolitan Spa membership. A little later on, John will give away a Yamaha stereo system.
Gonna take a lot of love.
Nicolette Larson, a song that I believe was written by Neil Young. WROV. We got 46 degrees outside, and I got a Beatles song here for you that y'all know. It's Come Together. I'm going to play it in a couple of seconds, but I thought I'd pass it on to you that this song I read in one of my Beatles books at home was originally written back in 68 as, Lennon wrote the song originally as the theme song for Timothy Leary's campaign to keep Ronald Reagan from winning the presidency back in 68. And then he decided to go ahead and just, you know, change it around a little bit, you know, and just make it a regular pop song. But like the first couple of lines in this song are about Ronald Reagan when they're talking about here comes old Flat Top. I just thought I'd pass that on to you. Listen to it with that in mind now. He got grooving up slowly. He got juju eyeballs, and he's one holy roller. That's our President Bonzo. All right. That's Come Together, WRV. Another interesting thing about that song, a lot of interesting stuff about this song. You see, another thing about it was that that very much resembles a song that Chuck Berry wrote a long time ago called You Can't Catch Me. And Chuck was going to sue John for using his lyrics. I'll go back maybe see if I can find You Can't Catch Me for you sometime and play that for you so you can hear how much they sound alike. In order to settle the suit, John did a couple of Chuck Berry songs on his Lennon Rock and Roll LP, and Chuck said, hey, well, that's cool. I'll get some royalties out of that. That's all right. Anyway, there's enough trivia about that song for you. Allen and the weather clear this morning. Low 44, partly sunny today. A high at 70. Chance of an afternoon or evening shower through Monday. Otherwise, partly clear and fair tonight through Monday. Low tonight 45, high Monday 73. And the chance of rain 0 this morning, 10 today, climbing up to 20 tonight. It is partly clear and 46 now at WROV. Absolutely nobody does it better than your friends at 1240 WROV. Got some crazy glow on my hands before I caressed you. Now I can't let you go. It's Bill Seymour, WROV. It's 13-4. And let me take you back about 10 minutes ago. I played Come Together by the Beatles. I was telling you about the song that Chuck Berry wrote called You Can't Catch Me that he accused Lennon of plagiarizing. And therefore, Lennon did a version of You Can't Catch Me so Chuck could get the royalties. Okay, well, I found that record, and I want you to sit here and compare them, all right, just so you can see how much they sound alike. In case you weren't here a couple of minutes ago, I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to Come Together first, all right? Now, I want you to tell me if you think this song sounds like that one does. I bought a brand new automobile. Johnny Lennon, rock and roll, and You Can't Catch Me. Do you think they sound alike? If you want to give me a call, give me your opinions on that. I'd be glad to hear them. 982-1240. I've got some really good stuff coming up for you a little later on the Brown Derby. Wait a second. You got to turn it down when you play an album or the next one starts playing. See, I'm so embarrassed. Anyway, what I was going to tell you, I got some Journey, some Terry Gibbs, some Foreigner, all coming up a couple of minutes away on the Brown Derby Night Owl Show, brought to you by the Brown Derby Pancake House Country Kitchen. 4 locations in the valley to serve. You got to say hi to Brown Derby number 2 out on Williamson. They're listening tonight. Hi, how are you? West Virginia Governor Jay Rockefeller addresses Virginia Democrats. Good morning. It's 3-4, and I'm Pat Garrett with news from WROV. West Virginia Governor Jay Rockefeller told more than 1,000 Virginia Democrats last night they better learn from Republican victories if they want to start winning elections again. Rockefeller was the main speaker at the Virginia Democratic Party's annual Jefferson Jackson Day fundraising dinner in Richmond. He said, quote, "The Democrats of this country must look upon the Republican victory as a strong and powerful lesson. We'd better learn from it." He said, "If we cannot learn from our defeat, if we will not listen when the voters speak, then our party will never regain the position of power we have enjoyed." Miners are to vote on Tuesday. That story's next.
This is John Arbery.
Southwest Virginia's 10,500 striking union miners are mulling over a contract that they will vote on Tuesday. The tentative contract between striking United Mine Workers Union members and the Soft Coal Operators Association was explained during meetings yesterday and last night at the 67 locals in southwestern Virginia's coal country. The nationwide UMW strike began Friday morning when the old contract ran out. So far in Virginia, there have been no pickets, and state police say there's been no trouble. Local union officials say there won't be any picketing unless the contract is defeated. The hijackers of a Honduran jetliner are now in the custody of Panamanian authorities, and the people held hostage on the plane have been freed and are back in Honduras. The Honduran government, meanwhile, has announced it'll free prisoners. It's not clear whether the prisoners are the ones the hijackers wanted released. Talks aimed at gaining the release of 56 hostages on board a hijacked Indonesian airliner continue at the airport in Bangkok, Thailand. One captive, a Briton, escaped from the plane Sunday by jumping through an emergency door. The Polish Communist Party's Central Committee is slated to meet today to talk about how to resolve the latest standoff with the Solidarity Labor Federation. Solidarity is threatening a nationwide strike on Tuesday. President Reagan says it's far too early for him to have a summit with Soviet President Brezhnev. But he says such a session will take place eventually. The chief executive makes the comment in an interview published in today's Washington Post. And authorities say at least 20 people were hurt late last night when chlorine fumes spread through a hotel and restaurant near Canton, Ohio. A town fire chief says the fumes came from a cleaning agent being used to unplug a drain in that hotel. A look at the weather is next.
Big time.
Archer, Stellan Archer.
And right now, under partly clear skies, it's 45. 4:01 in the morning.
Depend on WROV.
Squeeze the Charmin. Journey at 1240 WROV 406 and your pal Patrick.
I'm on the phone right now with Peggy Pfizer. Peggy, listen, what's your supercard number?
Somebody's knocking. Tis I the devil with blue jeans and blue eyes. I've even got on a blue sweatshirt and I've got blonde hair. Look at my blonde hair against all of the blue. I kind of look like a supercard.
There are three good places to get an outstanding haircut, and each is called the Uppercut on the Market downtown, French Quarter Tanglewood, and the Uppercut Hollins on Williamson Road.
It is 409 WRV and Pat on the Brown Derby Night Owl Show. Here's some Foreigner. Foreigner, your cold is ice, but twice as nice. I am Pat Garrett, 412 at WROV. The March at IMS 10th Annual Superwalk, Walk America, is coming our way the 25th of April. Join Mr. O'Brady in the fight against birth defects. For all the details, give me a call, 982-1240. I was just thinking, you know, their name, the March at IMS, is kind of outdated. With inflation and all, they ought to at least change it to the March of Quarters or Half Dollars or something. Now, once again, it's time for WROV's weekly soap opera serial drama, As the World Burns. And in today's episode, we see that Desiree has returned to a life of sin after the unemployment office couldn't find anyone who would pay her $50 an hour to babysit. Also, Banker Phil, after going over the accounting ledger, tries to cover up his shortages. But Margot catches him in the shower, and Ruth goes to confession, and 3 days later, Father Frank sends out for more sandwiches and an ice pack. And that's it for this week's episode of our weekly drama on WRV, As the World Burns. As the World Burns, brought to you this morning by the new restaurant in town that specializes in filet of monkey and the serving of small birds. Arthur, Preachers, Finch, and Chimps.
WROV.
The partly sunny today, high at 70. Chance of an afternoon or evening shower through Monday. Otherwise, partly clear and fair through Monday. Right now, it's partly clear at 45 at WROV.
You're pretty tall.
Complete look at sports in brief, which is better than someone who plays sports looking in your brief. Coming up in a couple of seconds for you. WROV.
I've seen you twice.
Abba, Bjorn, Benny, Anna, Frida, Bob, Carol, Ted, Alice, Jeremy, Phyllis, all of them in there. It's Abba. WROV. I am mad. It's sports time at WROV. Here's what I'm mad about. My UVA boys got beat yesterday in the NCAA semis by UNC. It was 78-65. That stinkerino. And the other game was Indiana over LSU, 67-49. UNC takes on Indiana Monday night for the championship game. Pro stuff, NBA New York over New Jersey, 90-88. It was Washington over Detroit, 108-103. Denver stuck it to Golden State, 142-139. And Utah beat L.A. in overtime by a bucket, 112-110. In the NHL, one tie, Pittsburgh and the Islanders at 4 apiece. The other games, Rangers over the Canadiens, 6-2. It was Maple Leafs taking the Calgary Flames, 9-5. St. Louis Blues over Buffalo, 7-4. The Los Angeles Kings, not related to John and the Kings of Toronto, beat Minnesota, 3-2. It was Boston Bruins over Chicago, 5-2. And Edmonton beat Detroit, 4-2. If there's any of those you need, again, or any scores I didn't just give that you want me to go try to find for you, I'd be glad to do it. 982-1240.
Here, come over here while I tell you.
Brown Derby Pancake House and Country Kitchen. When you're eating at the Brown Derby, you're eating high on the hog.
W-R-O-V.
Radio station you grew up with, and we've grown up too. 1240 WROV. Lee Lockney to Chicago, WROV. I mentioned him because when everybody always talks about Chicago, they always say Pizza Terra or Terry Cat or Bobby Lamb. Nobody ever says anything about Lee Lockney. He's the trumpet player, and he wrote that song. It's the first song he ever wrote that the group recorded. Call on Me from the 7 album. It's the one that kind of looks like it's done in leather. Chicago, WROV. Hall & Oates is next.
One of the 6,900 are available at participating merchants.
Have your card ready. The winning resumes this morning at 9 with my friend Bill Bass, who's going to be giving away a CMT $50 certificate. Super card sweepstakes from your friends at 1240 WROV. And Pat Garrett, we bring you Howard Cosell Sports Reports. Weekdays, 8:45 with Rob, 5:45 with Bart on ROV. Ozark Mountain Daredevil, the WROV and Ooh 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 Jackie Blue. I always was considering doing a version of that song myself about the ex-first lady and having to be O-O-O Jackie O or something like that. See, nobody's laughing, you see. It wouldn't have been funny. That's why I didn't do it, you see. Brown Derby Night Owl weather, partly sunny today, with a high at 70. And a chance of some afternoon or evening showers creeping in later this afternoon, and possibly being around through Monday. Otherwise, partly clear, fair tonight and Monday. Low 45, high Monday 73. Chance of rain 10 today, 20 tonight. Right now, 45 at WROV.
O'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, hit.
Good morning to you, 12 to 5 WROV, your supercard station. Be with my good friends John King and Matt Eagle. A little later on today, John gives away a Yamaha stereo system. Matt will have $80 worth of jogging shoes.
All your life you've waited for love to come.
Some new Eagles, but almost former Eagle, Randy Meisner at WROV.
I had myself a tall one, and her heart's on fire.
Her heart's on fire. Randy Meisner, WROV, 7 to 5, Pat Garrett. And I wanted to sit here and chat with you for a couple of seconds. There's something that I kind of had on my chest that I want to just get off it right now about this radio station. You know, we say we're the station you grew up with, and a lot of you grew up with us. You know, and then there are a lot of new people that have just moved here in the last couple of years. But I was one of the people that did grow up listening to this place. humbly born in 1957 at Jefferson Hospital. I don't want to go into it in that much detail, but I remember Fred Freelance and his wake-a-thon. I remember listening to that, and I remember when he got the petition up for the Beatles to come and sent it to Brian Epstein. I remember when Jack Fisher used to have his in club, and I remember sitting there in my room. I can remember my room and everything, and listening to him the day that he had lunch with the cow. You remember the Gorilla Club they used to have? It was kind of like our supercard contest. They had this product out called Gorilla Milk, and it really wasn't very hot, and that's why it didn't last on the shelves very long. But he mixed it in with milk, and it kind of made it like a milkshake, you know, and they had these commercials going, "You'll go wait for Gorilla Milk." You can get these Gorilla Club cards for ROV, and they'd call out the numbers, and you could win. I remember that, and I remember when Ron Sunshine used to do Bat Granny, and when Bart did Pickle Jar Lid, and all of O'Brady's Memorial Day drink. I could go on forever. I just want to say that I did grow up with this place, and I've been here over a year, but even still, I'm damn proud to be here with you. I love it here. I love it right here at ROV. Thank you. I just wanted to get that off my chest. That's going to do it for me on the Y'all Night Show from the Brown Derby this morning. I'll see you again tonight at midnight after Uncle Lair and the Sunday Night Hall of Fame. Bye-bye. Virginia in Tennessee. Good morning. I'm Pat Garrett, WROV News. It's 3 to 5. Virginia Attorney General Marshall Coleman ventured into Tennessee last night to campaign for governor, but he was talking to Southwest Virginia coal industry leaders there. He told them Virginia race for governor this year could be a referendum on the Reagan administration. Republican candidate spoke to a banquet of the Virginia Surface Mining and Reclamation Association, a coal operators group based in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Coleman said in Kingsport, the Virginia governor's election is going to determine whether we're going to continue this conservative movement that's been sweeping the nation or step back from it. The miners will vote on their contract on Tuesday. That story is next.
Come on.
WROV Roanoke News Time now, 5 o'clock. Southwest Virginia's 10,500 striking union miners are mulling over a contract that they'll vote on Tuesday. The tentative contract between striking United Mine Workers Union members and the Soft Coal Operators Association was explained during meetings yesterday and last night at the 67 locals in Southwest Virginia's coal country. The nationwide UMW strike began Friday morning when the old contract expired. So far in Virginia, there have been no pickets, and state police say there's been no trouble. Local union officials say there won't be any picketing unless the contract is defeated. West Virginia Governor Jay Rockefeller told more than 1,000 Virginia Democrats last night they better learn from Republican victories if they want to start winning elections again. Rockefeller was the main speaker at the Virginia Democratic Party's annual Jefferson Jackson Day fundraising dinner in Richmond. He said, quote, "The Democrats of this country must look upon the Republican victory as a strong and powerful lesson. We better learn from it." He also said, "If we cannot learn from our defeat, if we will not listen when the voters speak, then our party will never regain the position of power we've enjoyed." The hijackers of a Honduran jetliner are now in the custody of Panamanian authorities, and the people held hostage on the plane have been freed and are back in Honduras. The Honduran government, meanwhile, has announced it'll free prisoners. It's not clear whether the prisoners are the ones the hijackers wanted released. Talks aimed at gaining the release of 56 hostages on board a hijacked Indonesian airliner continue at the airport in Bangkok, Thailand. One captive, a Briton, escaped from the plane Sunday by jumping through an emergency door. The Polish Communist Party's Central Committee is slated to meet today to talk about how to resolve the latest standoff with the Solidarity Labor Federation. Solidarity is threatening a nationwide strike on Tuesday. President Reagan says it's far too early for him to have a summit with Soviet President Brezhnev, but he says such a session will take place eventually. The chief executive makes the comment in an interview published in today's Washington Post. And authorities say at least 20 people were hurt late Saturday when chlorine fumes spread through a hotel and restaurant near Canton, Ohio. A town fire chief says the fumes came from a cleaning agent being used to unplug a drain in that hotel. The weather with Alan is next.
What didn't he?
Alan Archer.
Partly clear skies and 44. It's 5:03.
Depend on it.